This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Twenty-one minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Faith says, Bert it is still, then. She's calling you Bert, Michael. No one knows your real name, and it's and we aim to keep it that way. It's fun. Joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline is Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. We know Mike's name. He's not Michael, he's Mike. Mike, my friend, fun day. Kind of a historic day yesterday with the introduction of Jim Mora as the next head football coach for Colorado State.
It was a fun day. It was an exciting day, and as fate would have it, you know, Warren Jackson was there yesterday.
Yeah, I saw him. A lot of former players there.
Yeah, I saw him. I got to talk to Zach Golditch, Jake Bennett, ran into Joel Dreesen. They're all very excited about it, hopeful about what this means for the direction of the program. Everybody around here is. They look around nationally. I know people have been tracking it. Everybody thinks this is a really great hire for Colorado State. They land a guy that not a lot of people thought they could get or was on the table. And he's a guy whose resume is to build programs and do so almost immediately.
Mike, normally I wouldn't ask this type of question, but because Jim brought it up in the press conference, you know, he said he was interested in this job in 2019. I mean, did you know about that, or was that kind of a shock to you like it was to me and it seemed like a lot of others?
I heard rumors, but you've got to remember. Do you remember the 2019 search?
I do.
That was conducted by Urban Meyer, and Urban Meyer's list was all Urban Meyer guys.
Yeah.
So we basically handed that over, and it didn't go well. And at least now the second time around, Jim Mora kept his interest. I know his family is thrilled to be here, all of them. So I don't know. It's worked out well. Better late than never, right?
Yeah. No, it did. And again, I, you know, hearing so much about Amy Parsons up there, and then obviously John Weber, who has, it just seems like he's getting better and better with this role, with these moves, just the way he handles himself. You've been to a lot of these, Mike, a lot of these opening press conferences, and I've always said, like, not
–
what's that, Mike?
Are you calling me old?
No. You've been to very few, very few. I mean, but hey, Jim Mora is like in his 60s and he's climbing mountains and all that stuff. So it's, you know, he looks young. He looks fit. You've got the same thing going. If you start climbing those mountains, Mike.
Dude looks like he's 35, doesn't he?
He does. I mean, that was Kevin. I'm sitting there with Kevin Lytle and Jim like stands up from his seat, getting ready to jump up on the stage. And we're both like, dude, he looks like he's jacked. He's ready to go. So obviously he keeps himself in shape. But, you know, these press conferences, Mike, these opening press conferences, introductory press conferences, I always say they're pretty tough to lose. Most coaches say the right things. They got the rah-rah stuff, whatever. How did this one compare to some of those press conferences you've been to in the past?
Always base them off of the energy level that you sense is going to be there. Like when we announced Ollie was going to be our head basketball coach, people were excited about that. They thought he was the perfect guy for the job. He got promoted from within. So the energy level really matched that. I think the surprise news that Jim Mora was going to be our coach granted that same kind of luxury to yesterday's festivities. A lot of people showed up that I don't think would have shown up had we named somebody that they didn't believe as much in. So, and the other aspect of it is, I thought, you know, Jim did. He won his press conference. He did great because he was really straightforward. He wasn't promising the moon out loud, but he was telling you he's shooting for it, and y'all better be shooting for it, and whoever I bring in here better be shooting for it. It was very interesting throughout the day, multiple times, not just in the press conference. You know, he talks about not putting any limitations, and that means to him limitations on how far this program can rise or how high it can rise and how quickly it can do it.
Mike Brohard joining us, CSURams.com. I also thought it was an interesting note. He mentioned he was going to go back to UConn. I'm guessing he left when he did, last night or this morning, to go speak to the team face-to-face, and he brought it up. He's like, you know, just scheduling with how crazy it was, it just didn't work out where I could do that at that moment. So I thought, man, Mike, I got to be honest, I thought that was an even bigger move, the fact that he didn't at first, but then, you know, he's still going to make it right. He's going to, you know, scheduling conflicts, whatever, but he goes back. That could be more difficult than doing it initially when you're still there. So, I mean, that one kind of moved the needle in my brain, too.
Okay, you got to understand the semantics of everything that was going on, because UConn does not play in a conference. They were done before Thanksgiving weekend. So that was part of the reason why you could pull Jim aside the week that we were playing and make that announcement, because they were done. So his team finishes playing. They go out for Thanksgiving break. He doesn't have time to see them. So it was a class move on his part, considering all that happened and knowing that background, that he's making sure he's going out there to say goodbye to his team, because that is the right thing to do. He just didn't get a chance to do it. Like, I think people look at the fact that most, if you're in a conference, you're playing through Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you put your team off. He didn't have that luxury to be able to say goodbye.
No, and that's a great point.
Around, so he really did need to go back and get that done.
Yeah, no, and again, even with that, that's an excellent point too with the Thanksgiving week. But going back, like, that can be a little more difficult sometimes. But I really, because he doesn't have to. It's a great move, but I don't know if Rams fans are going to be freaking out because he doesn't. Maybe some would, but the fact that he did go back and do that, I think again speaks a lot to his character.
So the way you phrased it was he didn't have to do that. And I guess in some ways you're right. Jim Mora had to do that, and that tells you a little bit about who he is.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's nothing in the contract that says you got to talk to the team and tell them you're leaving. But because not everybody does that. So I thought it was a cool thing. And just, you know, there were some interesting takeaways. You know, the energy was there. It did seem different in the past. Not to say, like, previous coaches, Jay Norvell didn't have some of that energy. But it was interesting. He had to, like, stop himself a lot of times. He's like, I could keep going. You could tell that he was just really enamored by the stadium, the surroundings, the support, the former players showing up. You could. And I'm not, like, trying to just be that cheerleader, but you could really sense that.
Yeah, you can be whatever you want, Brady. It's your radio show.
Thank you.
If you want to be a cheerleader, dress up like a cheerleader, you go right ahead. Don't let anybody stop you.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No. Okay. That you dressed up like a cheerleader?
Yeah. Well, I've done some things, Mike. I'm not proud of everything.
That's fine. No, I mean, and that's what you want. You want people excited about this hire. And you want people excited about the future, because you are going into a brand new conference or rebuilt, re-envisioned Pac-12, as you will. You want to hit the ground running. And Jim Mora has always kind of hit the ground running.
Yeah, it seems like he's going. What's the next plan then, Mike? When does he, like, is he back in Fort Collins tonight, or do you know that? I'm just curious, like, when, what that process is like.
I do know that, and so do you. He told you yesterday what his plan was, but I guess you weren't listening.
Well, I heard some things, yeah.
He will be back in Denver tomorrow. He will land in Denver tomorrow morning, and we'll be back up here to oversee whatever happens, because remember, tomorrow's kind of a big day. It's signing day. He'll come back and he'll see what's going on here. He'll talk to recruits. He'll get back, you know, on the phone with guys that have committed. I guarantee you he will know when everybody has signed and who's come in. And it wouldn't surprise me if, unless he's driving his own car on the way up, he's probably on the phone saying, hey, let's go after guys have signed and he's been told that they're signed and they've hit the dotted line and everything's official.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Mike, if I knew everything, I wouldn't need you on the show, right? If I didn't have questions, I wouldn't need you on the program.
I'm just saying, he told you yesterday.
Well, you note these things. You write them down. You got your little reporter notebook thingy there, and you're jotting stuff down, man. I'm a radio guy. I listen to the things that, you know, that catch my attention.
You asked your question, and that's all you cared about. I get it.
It was a damn good question. People are giving me crap for that, too, Mike. Come on. It's a lighthearted affair, right?
I wasn't taking notes yesterday either. I was just listening and paying attention. And no, your question was fine, and it gave him a chance to really take a shot at an old friend and tell him he's out of shape and needs to get with it.
See? You know, that's what we try to do sometimes, is lighten things up. It doesn't... And, well, Mike, I'm getting people that are like, oh, softball questions, and it's just a bunch of these, whatever kind of fluff questions. I mean, those introductory press conferences, what are we supposed to do? Like, I mean, you asked some great questions. There were some very necessary questions being asked, but it's not like we're going to get his 100% philosophy. Who's your starting quarterback? Who's your entire coaching staff? He doesn't have that information probably ready at that point. So it always just fascinates me, man. You can't please everybody.
That's fine. I mean, I know a lot of people. I mean, I'm curious who's going to be on his coaching staff, but I think he's got ideas. He's also got to let things play out. People want to know who's going to stay and who's going to go this possibly here at Colorado State. What people forget, I think we talked about this when Jay was let go, just how many people are affected by this. I mean, you've got a strength and conditioning staff that doesn't know what's next. You've got a football staff and their families who don't know what's next. You have an equipment room that doesn't really know what's next. Now, the training staff, those don't change. They're generally not affected. So they know time's going to go on. But you also don't know what players are going to stay, where they're going to go. Jim needs to come back. He needs to talk to some of these guys and gauge where they are. And they need to find out who he is. Now, he met with the team, but he hasn't met with them one-on-one. And it was interesting because when he did meet with the team, he says, all right, does anybody have any questions? And nobody did. And he goes, okay, I know you all have a million questions. We will meet individually and we'll go over everything that you're concerned. Because these guys, you got a roster that doesn't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things up in the air, like with the current roster, with, you know, again, we're seeing on social media guys that were committed to UConn or whatever, or just announcing they're going to enter the portal come January 2nd. We see all that stuff, too. There's a lot to be answered still as we kind of get through this process.
Yeah, I'm sure as you get there. I mean, we saw it when Jay was hired, right? How many guys came over from Nevada from the recruiting class that he had that decommitted and decided to follow him here? There will probably be some of that. There's already been one that I know of. I've been kind of busy this morning, so I've just been spending my time on Twitter. But, you know, you're gonna look into the transfer portal and you're going to see guys from UConn probably enter in there. Now, some of them might want another place to play. Some of them might want to follow their former coach out. You don't know until you finally get to that window and people can start signing.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. What else kind of stood out to you from that press conference yesterday? Or just the process? Because you've obviously been, you know, deeper in this and talking with Jim Mora more than just that introductory press conference. What has kind of been some of those things that stick out to you about him?
What I wrote about for today and what stood out to me ever since his arrival on Sunday night. When he got off the plane, he said, we're home. He didn't say, I'm here or we're here or any of that stuff. It was, we're home. And he and his family really mean it. And that's the thing that struck me was he was here. Four of his kids were here. He's got a daughter-in-law who's, husband's out away on business. She showed up. They didn't have to. Kathy Mora is going to be completely involved with this program. His kids were giddy. I really enjoyed talking to all of them. They are already booking trips to be out here. They've already got friends asking for tickets. This is going to be like the Mora's home base, and they're all over the place, right? So like one daughter I talked to, she's out on the East Coast, and another one's on the West Coast, and you've got his sons and their sons are all over the place, right? This is going to be their home base. And this is going to be, to me, this is a man that very much relies on the strength of his family. And this family is always there for each other and they are going to be. And to me, that really stood out.
Well, I'll be looking forward to that, Mike. I will check that out too. Appreciate it, my friend. And we'll look to catch up with you next week.
It's free, no paywall.
I love it. That's even better.
Yeah. All right, you guys have a lovely day.
No, you have a lovely day.
I'm going to have a lovely week because, you know, the women's basketball team is hot, and they're bringing in Utah this week. And I don't know if you know this, but the men's team is going to play some school from elsewhere in the state on Saturday. and that's already been announced as a sellout. So it's not just football around here. There's a lot of cool stuff.
Mike, I've already got my prediction ready for that game between the men's basketball game. I've already got it ready because that's never a controversial topic.
You don't have a prediction for the Utah-Colorado State women's
basketball game? Oh, just win. Just win. Just score more than the other team.
So you're taking the Bobby Knight approach.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right.
All right, Mike. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Take care, bud.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Yeah, when I go to these things, like, do I hear everything that is said? No, Michael, I don't. But I do catch on a few things. Now, he did say, Mike, he said this would be his last stop. Do you believe him?
Maybe.
I don't know why, but I kind of do. I mean, what is he, 64 years old? I get the sense that it was kind of like our thing about Mike Gundy. It was like, this might be the last stop, and there will be pressure here. But I don't know. There's the same kind of pressure, I suppose, is all over, because CSU's firing coaches just as fast as some of these bigger programs are. But I just... he could really do something in a fairly short time and, you know, stay here even. Because he grew up here. He talked about that a lot. That was a big thing. I kind of believe him. But, Mike, like, let's do the extreme here. What if CSU wins the Pac-12? They're the highest ranked G5 or whatever, G6, I don't know. And they get into the playoffs. He wins the Pac-12. They get into the playoffs. Is he getting calls to go somewhere else? Probably, right? He's probably getting calls right after that season.
I mean, not after the first year.
Really? What if they go to the playoffs? Because there's going to be firings next year, too. There's going to be guys going, wow, he flipped UConn. He turned UConn into something. Then he goes to the Pac-12. And he turned CSU into something after, I believe, their worst season, at least since I've been covering this team, that's their worst season.
Give them two successful years. One year could be a fluke.
What if they win a playoff game, which would be against a Power 4 team? Then do you give them a call?
I say still wait 2 years. I mean, you could always have that Tom Brady situation where it's like, is it the coach or is it Tom Brady?
What if they win two playoff games? And there's no Tom Brady that's coming to this team, by the way. It would be all Jim Mora.
Yeah, there was no Tom Brady going to New England, but then Tom Brady was drafted and became Tom Brady.
Go Poke says, Jim Mora replaces Kiffin at LSU, and then Kiffin goes to Wyoming. Yeah. All those things seem pretty reasonable. Let's see. Let's read some texts here, Mike. On the First Advantage text line, I know we got a break soon. Eastside Chris, Brady, I'm having visions of you and new buddy Jim frolicking through the mountains while hiking and riding down the road on a bicycle built for two. If only. All the while, I'm hearing a tune. Let me tell you about my best friend is playing in the background. If he invites me, Mike, if he invites me to go, what is it? Is it hiking or climbing?
I think it's hiking.
Okay, if he invites me to go mountain hiking, do I accept? This is very,
yes, but
very new in the relationship. I don't even know if he's there yet, but we'll see.
If this were to happen,
yeah.
You would have to get him. It has to be a weekly. You have to get him a weekly on your show.
Oh, I don't think that'll happen because we're not a flagship. It just doesn't work that way.
You but can he make is, it happen. He's Brady freaking Hole,
and he's Jim freaking Mora. He can do whatever he wants. You know, maybe.
Let me make some calls.
Yeah, make some calls, Mike.
I'll show some people my lanyard from 2005, Denver Broncos preseason camp.
I think you should start, when you call guests for the show, just start saying, 2005 training camp reporter for KFKA and on the Broncos, Michael, calling in. Can you do that? Change your title?
Yeah, I can do that.
Aaron says, for any introductory press conference, you've got to ask what their high score in bowling is. I should have. But I know he's an outdoorsy guy. He's an outdoorsy guy. I think I used the word outdoorsiness in my first question to Jim Mora. Did I fail? I don't think so. crowd was going crazy, man. They wanted more. They wanted more of those questions.
They wanted Mora.
Faith says the new show, The Mora You Know. You know you like that.
Oh, I'm actually really proud of her.
You enjoy that, yes. Big Hub says the equipment room is hired by the school, or the equipment staff is hired by the school. I don't know, but that was an interesting note. He did go back to Connecticut. And, you know, Mike, listen, yeah, it's the right thing to do, to go back and talk to your... And that's a great note by him, because they didn't have conference, they didn't have a championship game or anything like that. They're not in a conference, so... They don't play that last week of Thanksgiving, so the players are all home. So we can't really do a whole, like, hey, we're all going to gather around, I'm going to say goodbye. So instead, he's going to come to CSU, at least get a few things in order, make that introductory press conference, and then go back. I think that was a stand-up move. He didn't have to do that. It's the right thing to do. But that was a big one. All right, 42 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.